Welcome to KAWC's The Hotspot.
I'm Maya Manry.
And I'm Chloe Michael.
Produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom, we look forward to bringing you news that matters to Yuma and La Paz counties.
This week, we talk with young people who say it's not that hard for them to put down their phones, and they're not worried about the judgment.
We'll also have this week's Flash Interview and bring you our Sound of the Week. This is The Hotspot. Stay tuned. In Arizona, drivers across the state are prohibited from physically holding any type of device while behind the wheel, except for when using a hands-free device. A new report from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety shows that after the citations began in January 2021, Arizona drivers spend 26% less time on handheld calls. But other cell phone distractions, such as texting and scrolling, have not declined. Civil penalties for the first violation range from $75 to $149. Arizona drivers are urged to keep their eyes on the road to prevent accidents.
As technology continues to advance and outgrow our understanding, knowing entry-level skills could be very useful. Student reporter Maya Manry shares a new IT opportunity that Arizona Western College is offering.
Those interested in computer safety may want to look into this new CompTIA A+ certification. Students will learn foundational skills such as troubleshooting, providing technical support, and securing operating systems. Director of Corporate Training Jennifer Erickson and Coordinator of IT Stackable Certification Patrick Brown speak about the importance of getting the certification.
Students who are just entering the workforce for the first time. We have students who have been maybe in IT but not taken that step to go and get a certification or even a degree, and so this is their first step in that direction.
This is the foundational certificate you want to get if you're looking at getting into the field of IT and with computers. This is the foundation for it.
The course costs $1,450 and runs for 4 weeks via Zoom. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Maya Manry.
In Phoenix, Arizona, the self-driving car company Waymo is now expanding their services to the freeway. For over a year, Waymo has been testing freeway driving now, and they're ready for the public to have access. Not everyone will be able to have access to this feature immediately. If you're interested, you can join the waitlist in their app. The company is also planning to have these services expand to California, in Los Angeles, and the Bay Area. Hello.
So when did you get your first phone?
Probably in 2017 when I was in middle school.
I think right when I started middle school in sixth grade.
I was 11 years old and it was in the fifth grade.
Well, I think my freshman year of high school was when I got my first phone.
Probably the eighth grade.
Did you know that 98% of Gen Z now owns a smartphone? And 91% of those people got their first phone before the age of 16?
Now that a majority of Gen Z are young adults, we asked them about their perspective with this advancing technology and how it shaped their lives.
I spoke with Tiana Sauter, who talks about even though she has a lot of uses for her phone, she admits that phones are an addiction.
I'm not going to lie, I doom scroll 90% of the time. I use it as my contact. I use it to check. I don't know. I can literally turn my car on from my phone, so I use it for practically anything every day, all day.
So what would you do without your phone?
I couldn't even tell you. I mean, I use it literally to contact people, to make sure I'm going to work, make sure I'm getting places, knowing what's going on, communication. And it's just the most accessible way to communicate with people. And without that, you really can't do anything. Like, you wouldn't even know if you had a shift for work. Like, I don't know what you would do.
So do you ever feel judged for using your phone?
I would say yes and no. I mean, it really depends on the amount of usage. And if you're using it a lot in a social gathering, it becomes a lot more of just people are looking down on you for not communicating in person. But with this day and age, it's like everyone's addicted to their phone. Phones are an addiction. It's not just a use. It's not like a tool. At some time, it just becomes like a necessity. Like, you need to be on your phone. And I feel like that's judged a lot.
So is there ever a time that you never not like your phone?
Yeah, when it's dead. Or a lot of the times it feels like you can't escape people. But on your phone, it's like everyone can reach out and talk. And like, it's kind of like everyone feels like they're always in your business. And that becomes like for me, that becomes a big problem where it's just like, I really don't like how my phone feels like an unsafe place to be. But with being on it so often, it becomes difficult to balance both of those ways.
So when did you first get your phone?
I got my first phone in middle school. It was about eighth grade. It was because I was doing sports all the time. And again, communication, you can't. Like, I was having to tell my mom when practices were. And that was the only reason I was allowed to have a phone. Couldn't do anything. I was always on downtime. God, I could only text for like 3 minutes. But it was literally just to let her know to pick me up, take me home if I was sick or something. Just like, it was a safety feature rather than just for fun.
So, Chloe, we spoke to several students. Would you say this is typical of what we heard from young people about their phone usage?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty typical, although different people had interesting insights and different perspectives. I enjoyed hearing them. You spoke with Kaido Baumgartner, who brought up the unfair criticism that younger generations were getting from older generations about their phone usage.
I think that I felt the same way about TV and stuff like that. So I think that it's not fair that they just assume that all these kids are doing it just because it's a new technology.
I thought that was a really good point. What did you hear from other students?
Angel Young told me that she wasn't worried about the judgment since it comes naturally to our generation.
I don't know what anybody else is doing, but like sitting in Starbucks, you know, I'm not going to question if somebody's like scrolling on their phone while waiting for their order. Like that feels natural. You don't want to just be sitting there accidentally staring at somebody when you space out.
That's interesting. We also heard that some young people really aren't that into their phones. Annie Palfox told me that she doesn't spend a lot of time on it. She would rather read a book.
I like to read a lot, which is why I kind of don't spend a lot of time on my phone. I tend to avert my attention from my cell phone to reading books, physical books. So just to kind of like decrease my screen time.
What about that idea that Tiana brought up earlier about when people got their first phones?
Yeah, it seems like most people got their phones at the right time.
You know, overall, I was surprised how aware our generation was about how phones are having an impact on our lives.
Yeah, people were fairly relaxed about their phone usage and not too worried about how it might be affecting them. Have you ever felt judged for the amount of time you spend on your phone?
I would say yeah, but honestly, at the end of the day, we're all on our phones.
Well, if anyone tries, you should be like, well, I see you're using your phone all the time, too. Like your parents. My mom's always on her phone.
Oh, my mom's on her phone all the time. I think she loves TikTok.
Oh, my. No, it's just like, you can't be mad at me for using my phone while you're on your phone.
The tables have turned. We'll be right back with a psychologist's point of view of phones. But first, we'll hear from this week's Fosh interview and Sound of the Week. I'm Chloe Michael.
And I'm Maya Manry.
And this is
The Hotspot.
Welcome to the Fashion Review. My name is Chloe Michael from the KAWC Student Newsroom. What's your name?
Julia Castillo.
So do you prefer texting or calling?
Calling all the way.
So why is that?
I'm terrible at texting. I can never get back to people in time. And quite frankly, I'm dyslexic. I don't want to type anything to anyone.
Valid. So why do you prefer calling?
I like to hear the other person's voice. I think nothing can get lost in translation that way. I can hear their tone, their inflection, kind of get a better sense of what they mean very directly. A text message can be misinterpreted. I have no idea how they said it in their head when they sent it to me. I think it's just a better form of communication.
So why do you think text messages are easily to get misinterpreted?
I think there's a lot of different ways you can interpret something based on the way something is said. Whereas if I were to say, how's your day going? Versus, ugh, how's your day going? Two different meanings get across there. And I think that's easily misinterpreted through text message.
That was student reporter Chloe Michaels speaking with Julia Castillo about if they prefer texting or calling.
In this episode, Sound of the Week, student reporter Maya Manry shares the hypnotic sounds of playing video games.
You hear a lot of different noises when playing video games. The clicks of the controller and the whistles of the game sink you in as all your focus is dedicated to winning. Let's hope that wasn't important. Nothing else matters to me now. Come on, just a little bit more. Yes! Looks like all that focus paid off. Now to see who called. Ugh. Oh no. Mom. Maybe I should have been a little less focused. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I'm Maya Manry.
I'm Chloe Michael.
And I'm Maya Manry.
Welcome back to The Hotspot. As important as it is to hear from younger generations like us, it's also important to hear from the older generation's point of view, and maybe their side isn't too different from ours. Maya spoke with therapist and self-help guru Troy Love to hear his opinion.
With some of our interviewees talking about how unfair it is that older generations judge them for their phone use, I asked about the older generation's phone use, and he shared that a lot of them use their phones as much as we do.
My adopted mother is technologically challenged. She cannot figure out technology for the life of her, but she still has a phone. And she uses it to like take pictures, and she uses it to communicate with her grandkids, and she uses it to call people. So she's not as tech savvy, and so doesn't have a lot of the apps and those kind of things. My birth mother, on the other hand, uses it for all kinds of things. She uses it to play games. She uses it also to connect with her grandchildren. She uses it to answer emails, all those kind of things. So a lot of the older or more mature population, they use that to stay in contact with their family. Just here in Yuma, like especially during the winter when our population doubles, a lot of those individuals are bringing their phones with them to connect with the people around them and also stay in contact with their family.
But Love did have some critique of cell phones, particularly using them too much.
iPhones, maybe Androids too, but iPhones have an ability to track how much screen time somebody has on their phone. And when they start to check that out, they're like, oh my gosh, I've been on my phone for 15 hours this week. And then they start to think about, well, like, what else could I have done in that 15 hours? It makes them start to consider maybe this isn't as healthy. It can affect the way that we go to sleep. It affects our sleep. It can affect just our overall health in general. And it can be addicting to turn to a device rather than to turn to a human. So I do have a lot of people who are like, I need to do better. It's kind of like the same with like eating. Like, I need to eat better. It's the same kind of thing. I need to not use as much digital technology. I need to go offline for a while.
Despite his critiques, however, he doesn't think that phones are really something we should judge people about.
To remind us that all of these are powerful tools, but they can't supplement human connection. They can supplement it, but they can't replace it. I mean, so shaming others or shaming ourselves, that's not really helpful. All parents who give their kids iPhones are not villains. A lot of them are trying to juggle impossible demands. They're trying to manage a lot of things, and the device can be like a form of relief. And so shaming people or putting ourselves up and putting other people down, I don't think is particularly helpful.
So phones are like a tool, like everything else.
Whether young or old, what really matters is how you use them. We all have different relationships with our phones. Whether it's good or bad, got them a little too young or too old for our liking, we can't deny how important they've been to our lives.
It's important to note that there is a self-awareness amongst Gen Z on how phones are addictive. They are using other alternatives, such as reading, to decrease the amount of screen time. KAWC is the Hotspot is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Check us out on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Hotspot KAWC.
The show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by our listeners and by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona and the Scripps Howard Fund.
Our theme music is Election Time by Kiarta Nabel. The Flash Interviews music is Funkmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Maya Manry.
I'm Chloe Michael.
Bringing the heat to Yuma and La Paz, it's
The Hot Spot.